And as with each week, we will begin with the reading for today. Some people fetched stones to stone Jesus. Yeshua. And Jesus, Yeshua, replied, "Believe me. Be in love with me. Be one with me. Be in me. Be alive. Live in love in me, and then you will know for sure that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." The silent womb who contemplated and gave birth to me is in me and I am in the silent womb. The love that loved me into creation is in me, and I am in love. These words from the Gospel of John soak into the ground of our heart and draw us into Jesus Yeshua, into the very experience he describes, into the indwelling delight of joy. And we hear, resounding throughout the cosmos, the joy of Jesus. Yeshua, I have told you these things so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be full. We are being drawn into this icon of love, into the suffering in love that becomes joy, Jesus, Yeshua, invites us to become an icon of joy overflowing. And so bathed in the beauty of silence, inviting us to stillness, we come as a communion of hearts. And heart in heart now, we center in the ground of our heart, into the loving, infusing, indwelling, oneing energy of Jesus, Yeshua, into the mutual indwelling of the all-loving one. We come, one with all the pain and suffering of the world and the wounded soul of the world. in this point de temps, into the ever fertile, ever creative flow of love, pouring love self out, drenching, soaking us in oneing energy, in the field of mutual indwelling. With our heart senses delicately attuned within this mutual indwelling, we inhale the sweetness of the perfume of being infused in divine love. We feel the tender touch of love's healing balm. We imbibe the exquisite infusing of all our fracturing into love's oneing. The flowing, enfolding, intertwining love energy draws us deeper into the point of pure beholding, into the stillness of beholding our beholding, into the heart awareness of Jesus, Yeshua. We are one in Jesus, in Yeshua, who is simultaneously crucified, love, suffering with us, and the risen Christ, who exudes joy. The Risen One invites us into the hollow movement of love evolving into holographic vision. softly, gently, we awaken infinite heart seeing that sees from within the joy, infusing from the ground of our mutual indwelling. This wandering joy meanders and gathers us more and more into the pastel flow of darkness, becoming luminously illumined by joy. time becomes eternal. Joy draws us into the luminosity of our third eye, personally and communally, awakening a joyful, communal, luminous mind that is open, spacious, beholding, infusing joy throughout our beautiful world. A newer sphere of joy is forming. We hear Jesus, Yeshua's invitation resounding in our hearts to be, live in me. Be love in me. Be joy in me. Live in joy in me. Our heart wounds kiss, as all suffering is held in this kiss of joy, and silence gives birth as joy sings. And so as we very gently bring our presence and our awareness back to our beautiful community, and I just invite you to take in all of these faces and names, this newer sphere of love, this icon of joy. And as I say this blessing, may we hold these words in our hearts for each other this Lent. Beloved one, may we together as one communion of hearts live in unbounded joy in your presence. Amen.